Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. Happy Friday. Today we're going to be talking about more details on the Tesla Semi, and then we've got a couple of updates on Tesla in China as well. Of course, as I s just set the time for this live stream, Elon Musk did end up publishing what had been a little bit delayed, what is now being called the Twitter files. This is sort of the update on the Hunter Biden laptop story, and possibly some other things from Twitter's past. So, not the best timing, but if you want to follow that, that is happening right now. Matt Taibbi is involved in the publishing of this. I'm happy to see that. We've actually talked about his reporting before with the publication or the book called The Great Divide, which actually went into detail on short selling and market manipulation. And although that wasn't directly related to Tesla, there are a lot of things that I think have been learned about Tesla from that reporting. So I've got respect for him. And I'm glad to see that he is involved in the publishing of this, which again is happening right now. So we'll set that aside for the moment. We'll see what comes out of that. Again, unfortunate timing on the start of this live stream. But getting into Tesla specific things, if we look at the stock, Tesla today, not much to say, up about 0.1%, closing at $194.86. So the last 3 days in a row, we really haven't moved too much. The Nasdaq today down just 0.2% as well. So pretty quiet day overall in the markets to wrap up the week. Hope everybody had a chance to watch the live stream. Apologies to audio listeners. I didn't have any good content to put out because we were doing the live stream, and sometimes that doesn't always translate super well. But hope everyone had a chance to watch that and follow along with some of the details that we learned. We do have some more information out today. First, on production or deliveries, we've got a report from the Wall Street Journal saying that a spokeswoman from PepsiCo said that they would be taking delivery of 15 trucks this year. But by the end of the year, and using them at their Modesto, California facility. So I know we had previously heard the Robin Denholm, Tesla's chair, say that they were, hoping to produce maybe 100 this year. That was seemed like a little bit of an off-the-cuff comment, so we didn't know exactly if that would be end up being the case. We still, I guess, don't know that, but here, 15 for Pepsi. Presumably, Tesla will have some number for themselves that they're keeping for testing and just for their own operations. And we don't know if there will be any other customers this year. My guess would be probably not. But at least we know here 15 for Pepsi. We don't know exactly how many they delivered last night. It looked like, I don't know, somewhere between maybe three and five based on the presentation. The other interesting information we got was from Elon on Twitter. So we did talk a little bit about yesterday. I was unclear on exactly what was said during the presentation. You guys, some listeners led me a little bit astray, but Elon saying current efficiency is indeed lower than 2 kilowatt hours per mile, coming in at 1.7 kilowatt hours per mile, saying that there is a clear path to 1.6, possibly 1.5. So that would be actually a pretty huge efficiency improvement if they do make those steps down in consumption. But for right now, 1.7 kilowatt hours, that actually does tell us a pretty decent amount of information about the battery pack. So let's look at the specs page. Nothing new here. But if we use that 1.7 figure, and then we'll talk about charging here in a second, but if we use that 1.7 figure and we use that 500 mile range that we know Tesla had achieved on the journey from Fremont to San Diego, that looks like about 850 kilowatt hours for the size of the pack. But as we had talked about yesterday, that's not accounting for the usage that was only 97% down to 4% of the battery capacity. So that should only be 93%. So we should have another 7% left, which 100% to 0% then would be more 538 miles of range. Obviously that's going to change based on the conditions. But for that journey, if that journey was at 1.7 kilowatt hours in terms of the consumption, then that would suggest the pack being about 915 kilowatt hours. So again, it all kind of depends on how that's being rated. But presumably, the pack range is falling somewhere around that 900 kilowatt hour size based on the information that Elon has shared here. So that's pretty interesting. It does give us a little bit of information too in terms of charging. We can see here that on this page, Tesla shows us that their estimated charging time for the Semi is 70% of range in 30 minutes. They say up to 70%, so they are listing the 300-mile range and the 500-mile trucks on this page. Maybe the 70% only applies to the 300 if that is limited by the max capacity of charging. which in which case potentially a smaller battery would charge faster if the limit is coming more on the charging side. That seems unlikely to me though, probably pretty similar characteristics, and this is similar to what we see in vehicles, so shouldn't be all that surprising. If we use that, and we use this rough battery capacity size that we have, we assume it's 915 kilowatt hours, then that would put us at 640 kilowatt hours being recharged in that 70% time frame. So if that's happening in 30 minutes, that would be a 1.2 megawatt charge rate. And again, that's just averaging the charge over that 30 minutes. We know from Tesla's other vehicles that usually that peaks at the beginning at low state of charge and then declines a little bit over time. So with that, that's a pretty high average. We know Tesla yesterday said just 1 megawatt plus. It seems like that plus is probably pretty significantly above that threshold. I would guess it's maybe a little bit below 2 megawatts. Otherwise, they probably would have mentioned that. But my guess would have to be somewhere above, you know, 1.5 at that early peak. So pretty interesting stuff there that we learn about the battery from just that, you know, that little snippet of information from Elon. Probably the only other thing to mention on the battery is that this would obviously be usable capacity. So we don't know how much would be in excess. You know, add a few percentage points on there. That is probably in reserve, like we see in Tesla's vehicles normally. So wanted to share those details on the Tesla Semi. And then we do have a couple of updates here. One other one here on the Semi. We talked yesterday about the payload. So we estimated that Tesla was pulling about, you know, 44,000 pounds or so. Subtracting out the weight of the trailer, that would leave the Semi itself at somewhere around 27,000 pounds, assuming that the trailer itself is around 10,000 pounds. So that would be pretty close to being comparable to the weight of a diesel semi truck. Obviously, those can have all sorts of different weight ranges as well. So we don't know exactly, but it gets us kind of in the same ballpark as a diesel truck. And what we see here from Tesla's impact report, a good reminder, they did say that they expect the payload to be equal to a diesel truck. They talk about how in the EU, electric semi-trucks are allowed to be 4,400 pounds heavier than diesel equivalents. And of course, as we've talked about, gross vehicle weight rating in the United States for an electric semi can go up to 82,000 pounds, which would be 2,000 pounds above the limit for a diesel semi. So Tesla here in the impact report, again, this is, you know, a few months ago at this point, but that's close enough in now to first deliveries where I think we can have pretty high confidence in that. Tesla is saying that with that, semi should be able to achieve over 500 miles of range with more payload, or at least as high of a payload as for a diesel truck is what they say in here. So wanted to make sure that that was reiterated as we talked about the payload stuff yesterday. Again, just pretty much in the same ballpark. All right, moving on to Tesla in China. So yesterday we talked about how Tesla shifted up the incentives as we head towards the end of the year in China. So the insurance subsidy, 4,000 RMB, not all that significant. The rewards points, 20,000. Yesterday we'd said 23,500, not sure which is the exact number, but, you know, 5,000 kilometers of free, or 5,000 miles kilometers of free supercharging. And then the one that we didn't talk about yesterday that Moneyball here is pointing out, so I just wanted to pass along, that if you trade in an ICE vehicle, you are eligible for 90 days free of enhanced autopilot. So that would be the third sort of perk that is layered in here. So again, not all that huge, but just wanted to, you know, provide that additional context there. And then I do have an update on production, or production rumors rather. So yesterday we talked about this one that said that there was a pause in production from November 28th to December 2nd. From what I'm hearing, this is kind of a case of good news and bad news. From what I'm hearing, that pause did not happen. I would love to confirm that with a second source, but that is the information that I have right now. That did not happen. However, and this is sort of the bad news, and debated a little bit going back and forth on whether I wanted to report this or not, in the interest of just being as forthcoming as possible and sharing the information, rather than... So I guess the point is I don't want to contribute to spreading a rumor that may not be entirely accurate. You know, I only have one source for this information. It's definitely possible that this information is not correct. So take it for what it's worth. I personally feel like it's pretty high credibility. So that's why I'm reporting it. But again, It is just sort of a rumor at this stage. I think it's important enough to report on it. I want to be forthcoming and transparent, as I mentioned, but yeah. So anyway, the news is that, or the report that I'm hearing is that Tesla does plan to reduce production at Giga Shanghai beginning on December 11th from the roughly 20,500 per week level that they're at right now to about 16,000 per week. So again, take that for what it's worth. I would love to have a second source of confirmation on that. I do think that the source is pretty credible, has been credible in the past. That is a report that I've heard. So we'll see if that comes to fruition. Obviously, I guess the other context around that is that there was no supply chain reason given for that. Sometimes when there have been production reductions in the past, that has come alongside a reason. Reason being, you know, production upgrades, supply chain challenges, shutdowns, whatever the case may be. In this case, I was told that there was no other context given. So, you know, take that, read into that however you will, but obviously the concern accompanying that would be that Tesla would be potentially lowering production as a result of demand. So again, that's why I say I don't necessarily want to even be reporting this, but I just want to be sharing all the information that I have as best I can, and you know, I think that's the right choice. So I'll try to continue to do anything that I can to validate that information as that time comes. Of course, hopefully we'll have a little bit more information on that, but that is the information that I have as of this point in time. If that does happen, we can talk more about it, but obviously that would have implications for projections for Q4, as well as for, you know, at least heading into the first quarter of next year until we hear some reports about increases in production. So I think that would come out of the Model Y, and I think that if they reduce it on December 11th, that would likely be a reduction for the rest of the quarter of about 15,000 vehicles or so. You know, if we assume that there's 3 weeks then at that lower production rate. So just something to factor in for this quarter in terms of the projections, if that does end up being the case. And then of course, we would have to wait and see. This would be returning to a level of about 800,000 per year from the 1.1 million per year run rate that Shanghai was at for October. So that could threaten projected numbers for next year if that rate were to persist, which I don't have any information on that. I'm trying to think, I feel like there's one other thing that I want to mention on this. This is a live stream, so give me a second. I guess that may have been it, but if something comes back to me, we'll report on that on Monday, but obviously something we'll continue to just keep a really close eye on. All right, moving on, just a couple of other items here, not Tesla related, but SpaceX has received permission from the FCC for the deployment of their next 7,500 Starlink satellites. So these will be the next generation. So super exciting for SpaceX to receive that approval and begin with that process. And then as we head into next week, just a couple of interesting things to keep an eye on. In terms of the macroeconomic calendar, should be a pretty light week, but we will at the end of the week actually get the producer price index. Sometimes that comes after CPI, but we get the PPI producer price index first, and that'll happen on Friday morning. So that'll be a huge one. And then the following week, we'll head into the CPI as well as the next FOMC meeting. So a little bit quieter front of the week, and then we'll really start to head into a lot of macro volatility most likely towards the end of next week. All right, that is it for today then and for the week. So as always, thank you for listening. Make sure you are subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and we will see you on Monday for the December 5th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.